I had the cutest little guy join me on my hike. I was in the country exploring a trail that wound along the creek, and at first I just saw this little flash of black and white fur toddling along through the grass not far from me. He was all black except for a nice white stripe all the way down his back, a big bushy tail, a cute little almost kitten-like face. It was a skunk. Two problems. One little spray, and my wife wouldn't get near me for the next week. Secondly, it was daytime, and skunks are nocturnal animals. If they're out there in the daytime, they can have rabies. So what did I do? I did the only thing any guy with any brains would do. I walked quickly the other direction, and I did not have to bury my clothes that day. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about four mistakes that mess up sex. Our word for today from the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, written by the creator of love and sex. I mean, the inventor knows best, right? Starts out by saying, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. Now, that word doesn't mean you're wearing a halo and a white robe. It literally talks about being special, kept special. Now, he says that it is God's will that you should avoid sexual immorality. Well, that means any sexual relationship outside the boundaries of your marriage to your lifetime partner. And then he says his will is that each of you should learn to control his own body. Well, this unique, powerful love gift is too special to ruin. So God the inventor sums up his strategy for staying pure. You might think of it as the skunk approach, yeah? See, I knew there was only one way to keep from getting the skunk's worst. Don't play with him, even if he looks like a cute little kitty. And don't try to resist him. You'll lose. Avoid him, man. That's how God says we can protect the beauty of no-regrets sex. Avoid immorality. That's his word. Don't get anywhere near the opportunity or the urge to do it outside of marriage. In practical terms, I think it means avoiding four mistakes that can take you farther than you ever intended to go. First, you avoid spending a lot of time alone. If you've got feelings for someone and you're with them for a very long time, in a situation where you could get very physical, chances are you will. Secondly, avoid exceeding the speed limit. In other words, don't even get near the point where your body and mind are preparing themselves for sexual intercourse, because you cannot shift the car into reverse at 70 miles an hour. And thirdly, avoid feeding your fantasies by watching things or listening to things that will just fuel your lust and make it even harder to control. And finally, avoid squandering the innocent expressions of affection. Don't give away little things like holding hands or a simple hug or a kiss. You need to guard those and make those special too. If I'd known any better, that skunk seemed to almost have a sign on him that kind of said, I'm cuddly. Come play with me. I would not have been the same after that. Don't let sex too soon or adulterous sex lure you to get so close to something or someone that it will cost you more than you ever intended to pay and take you where you never intended to go and steal from you what you never meant to lose and leave scars you never imagined. By the way, you say, Ron, yeah, great. A little late for me. I already made those mistakes. I wish I could have it back. Well, you can't, but you can be clean and you can be forgiven. That's what Jesus died for. The very nights, the very experiences that you remember with regret and guilt and shame, he died to forgive you of those. The Bible says you're a new creation when you come to him. If you want the experience of a brand new start, a fresh beginning, come to Jesus and tell him you're his. You want to be his from now on. Our website's all about this relationship. Check it out. anewstory.com. anewstory.com. And if you're facing temptation, feeling the pressure, don't panic. Don't fight it. Do what God the inventor says. Run from it.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.